As an onslaught of troubling information about summer bushfires, COVID-19 and other world events is broadcast 24/7, young people are now consuming more news from more sources than ever. Without the help to navigate and critically assess this information, they're left feeling frightened, confused and angry. That's the findings of research by Western Sydney University and Queensland University of Technology, which looks at how young people from the ages of 8 to 16 years old access, perceive and are affected by news media. Co-author Michael Dezuani is Associate Professor for the Digital Media Research Centre and also Associate Professor in the Creative Industries Faculty at the Queensland University of Technology. He told The Wire's Jared McLaughlin how this all came about.
We conducted an initial survey of 1,000 young Australians in 2017. And at that time, we were really focused on the fact that there was a lot of media about, a lot of focus on disinformation and misinformation in society in general. And my colleague, Dr. Tanya Notley, and myself, we decided to investigate what kinds of research had previously been done on young people and news literacy. And when we looked into it, we found actually that there had been very little done, particularly in Australia.
And you found that 88% of young people do actually consume news from at least one particular source. Could you be able to break down where those sources are?
That was actually an increase from 2017, where about 80% had said that they had consumed news. So when we dig into this deeper, we've broken down this survey to focus on children aged 8 to 12 and then teenagers aged 13 to 16. And so there are some differences between the two age groups, which are quite important. But overall, one of the really interesting findings actually is that the preferred or the most popular news source is actually family. About 54% said that that was their preferred source. And they don't really distinguish between family and other sources of news. Second overall was television. It was about 36%. A teacher, about 33%. Friends, 30%. Social media was next with 29%. Radio, websites, and then newspapers kind of trailing off at the end, with newspapers only on about 4%.
How can we get teachers to wanting to invigorate or even to encourage students to want to learn more about the news?
One of the really crucial things is that we need to provide professional development to teachers to help them understand how they can get news and other forms of media literacy into the classroom. There is a curriculum actually in the Australian curriculum called Media Arts, and it outlines how to teach about the media right through from preschool to year 10. And it does provide the opportunity for teachers to focus on media literacy and news literacy in the classroom. But lots of teachers haven't had specific training in how to interpret that curriculum and bring it into the classroom. And they maybe don't have the confidence to do that effectively. We also need to provide them with good quality resources so that they've got something that they can use and easily bring into the classroom without too much trouble.
Michael Dezuani, Associate Director for the Digital Media Research Centre and Associate Professor in the Creative Industries Faculty at the Queensland University of Technology, ending that conversation with The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.